Lechet Mochik. Yish Bachko, what is the nature of the Isra of Mochik? Is Mochik an Isra of destroying letters? Pashas, he's destroying letters. Or is Isra of Mochik an Isra of preparing a Makom for Kotzis? Preparing a Makom for Kotzis. The Iri sounds this way. The Iri writes, we'll discuss the case in a few minutes, that if your Mochik oath Achas Kedola, the Yeshu Makoma, Lichtuv Sheotios, it's a very large letter, and you erase that large letter, and in, after you erase it, there's place, space to write two letters in Chayim. So that's the Gemara says in Ayin Heo Beis. It says in Miri, why? Shemechika in Chiyuva Ela al Das Haksiva La Asida, Haasida Lava, Hare Kiven Lichtuv Shtein. Mechika is the Chiyuv al Das Haksiva Haasida Lava. It sounds like Mechika isn't an issue of destroying letters, because here you only destroyed one letter, this here is two. You only destroyed one. You're still chayiv because you prepared a makom for two letters. So again, the chakir is whether or not the isra of mochik is destroying letters or is it preparing a makom for future ksiv. Right? Give me a chabur on mochik before kosi. So chare is a dive that we hold that the isra is preparing for kosi. Right? So what are the nafkamidas to this question? So firstly, the most obvious aspect is the question of mechika al menas lichtav. The Mishnah and Gimel Aleph says that you're only chayv ha-mochik if it's mochik al menas lichtav. So how do you understand this need? So Tosfos on Gimel Beis says that the need for al menas lichtav is part of the definition of the melacha. So if you don't do it al menas lichtav, it's not a melacha at all. It's not that it's a melacha shesrich l'gufa. It's part of the base definition of mochik. And he says this about a number of melachos. That if you're kotzer, you don't want what you're kotzer, it's not a kotzer at all. Right? Sometimes it's a melacha in tzrichah gufa, still a melacha in tzrichah gufa. Sometimes it's b'chamah a melacha. So it tells us mochek, shalom as lichtav is not a melacha of mochek at all. But other rishonim say no, it's just a t'nai, right? It's a t'nai. They have to be mochek, al menas lichtav, in order should be a tikkun, because we know that melacha is kilkul is pater on Shabbos. So if you don't do it, unless lichtav, it's a problem of melechas kilkul. That's what the Ber Halacha assumes. The Halacha Shin Mem Gimel, the Baskal Moche, he quotes Prim Gadim, who says that any mechik al menas l'takin is chayiv. So the classic example would be, let's say you have an IOU, a shachov, and you don't want the person to collect it. So you erase, you simply paid it already, and now you want to erase it so the person doesn't collect it again. So you erase the shachov. So here, you're not planning on writing anything. You're erasing, you don't want to write it anything, you don't want to write it at all. But it's a tikkun, there's a constructive purpose to this mechika. So if you learn that mochek, al menas lichtav, is part of the definition of the melacha, has to be al menas lichtav. So lechora, you're probably in such a case when you write it, it's not al menas lichtav. But if you want the whole need for al menas lichtav, it's just in a tikkun, like the Prim Gadim, quoted by the Mishra Brura, so then you'd be chayiv in such a case. So this lechora should be telling our chakira. Right? Again, if mochek is a din, of destroying letters, right? If mochik is a din, let's start the other way. If mochik is a din of preparing for ksiva, so lechora, you have to actively prepare for ksiva. Until you prepare for ksiva, it's not a chayv mochik. But if mochik is a din in destroying letters, so the whole point is it has to be constructive. So one way of destroying letters and making constructive is your das list of ba'atid. Another way of destroying letters and making constructive is if you want to make sure the IOU is erased and never used again. So, this question is mamash talking the chakira. Again, if it's a din in preparing for ksiva, so you have to taka prepare for ksiva. If it's just a din in destroying, so you want the destroying to be quote-unquote constructive, so you need it al menas lichtav, or you need it for some other constructive purpose. It's interesting, Ran, that also sounds like this mahalach that it's a din in preparing for ksiva. The Ran discusses a question, although we'll talk next time about kosev. If you have a case where you are moche gaga sholches and you have two zayin, so the question there is that the one is chayiv, chayiv on kosev. The one is exclusive. The one sounds like a chayiv on kosev. The chayiv, the one attached to the most shorim learning chayiv on kosev. I think all the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim learned in the Makom Kadosh, but all the Rishonim learned in Chayiv Mishum Kosev. So, the famous Chos in the Rashba and the Ran about this issue, the Rashba says, oh, you see from here, that's not Chos Tochus, that's good Ksiva. Even though you didn't actually write the letter, it's still not Chos Tochus. The Ran says no. The Ran says it's Chos Tochus, but you're still Chayiv, so you do the Lashon. The Gavi Shabbos, like a Kpeda Ben Chos Tochus, Chos Krivos, It's the famous run that Melech Hashavet somehow compensates, and even though it's not Ksav in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Hilchos Tefillin, Mezuzos, it's Ksav here. But then the run says something that people usually skip over, which is an amazing point. He says, Shaharei afilu mochek amanas lichtov chayim. How can I prove to you that this Ksav is a good Ksav? Because even mochek amanas lichtov is chayim. What's the connection? What's the connection between Mechik and Ksiv? He's trying to prove to you it's good Ksav. And he says, because even mochek is chayv. What do you chayv when you're mochek? You chayv from mochek, not in kosek. So, it's a very, very strange line in the Ran. It's hard to know what to make of it, but it makes more sense if you hold up the chika as hachan al ksiva. Because he's trying to prove that you chayv on kosek, and he brings a raya from mochek. So if mochek is a hachan al ksiva, it's already actually a little bit more understandable. Okay, it's a dig in the Ran, but it's a pretty wild line. I just wanted to get your attention. So that's the first afkir. Mochek amanas lichtov. What's the need? Is it she shouldn't be a kilkol, or is it the mamish a hachan l'ksiv? Second afkir is mechikas tio. What's the din if you have a blotch of ink on a piece of paper and you erase it? So the Rosh and Shabbos addresses this issue. Mechikas tishtush. He writes like this. Perek zayin lachatas. Yirali she'ein chiyuv al mechikas tishtush tio afilu lichtov kama osios ki lo hayo mishkan ela mechikas osios ki lichtov umkom. He thinks, Mipashtus, Mispara, he says, you're not chayiv if you're mochik, a tishtush. Then he says, Achrei kasafti zeh, mitoch asfara, gam midinokat v'vibrayt v'mochak os achas ra'iti v'tov sefta, which says, because of a boch, v'nochlo diyo al sefer, umocho shar v'al pinkas umocho, in yishu v'komo k'dei lichto, sh'dei osius chayiv, v'tayim alo barulan, v'yisomai ha'yit 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 Ikrachiv ishvil machsheves haksiva hilkach afilu tishtush dio nami. So first in the Rosh that the maskana the yichayiv if you destroy if you erase rather tishtush the chiv is ikrachiv ishvil machsheves haksiva hilkach afilu tishtush dio nami. So to first in the Rosh that if the chiv is hachanu haksiva so yichayiv if I have a piece of paper I can't write on there's a blot of ink on the paper I erase the ink now I can write on. So even though I didn't destroy a letter, I'm still chayiv because I prepared the makom for ksiv. Whereas if you hold that the iser of mochek is the iser of destroying letters, in this case you didn't destroy the letters. All you did in this case was take an eraser and destroy the blot of ink. You didn't destroy the letters, and therefore you should be punished. So these two days of the Rosh are following on this chakira. We're machmas this halacha. We hold it usher to destroy ink on a paper because by doing that, you're preparing the makom for ksiva. This interesting question that the Chachamim raised, are you allowed to wash your hands on Shabbos? Let's say you have dirt on your hands. So, if you write on your hands, you're chayiv on Shabbos. That's the halacha. So, the question is, how can you wash your hands? You're being preparing the makom for ksiva. Chayodam taka holds in Simin Mem, Os Ches, but there's, based on this rush, that you shouldn't wash your hands on Shabbos. If you have like dirt embedded in your hands, you know, let's say you have pecham or something like, you know, you're touching some coals or something. But halacha, we don't hold like this. All achronim shu shabbos chatzan. Everybody says that we don't hold like this. We hold it. Look, it's not a makom that you're going to write on. Even though you'd be chayiv if you write on your hand, it's not like erasing a piece of ink on a piece of paper. I'm not sure what the halacha would be. You have ink on a table. What would it be there? People write on a table. I mean, usually not. Some people write on their hands also. I'm saying, well, halacha, we hold you not to wash your hands. Certainly, if you erase. The ink on the paper, you're certainly chayiv. Certainly, if you have kavana to write there, and if you don't have kavana, you shouldn't do it because it's a makom that's right l'ksiva. So, you know, interesting sheet. Another nafka min is mechikas os gedolah. I discussed it a second ago. The Gemara Shabbos Ayin Hamavay says if you have a big letter and you erase it, so you're chayiv. The shear is two osios. Says the Gemara, since Yeshum koma lichtav shtayim chayim. Since when you erase this big aleph, you can write two other letters, so then you're chayim. It's a big question in the post-Gemara how to work with the halacha, because certain letters are smaller than other letters. Right? So let's say you erase a normal size aleph, and you can put two yuds in the aleph in the space of an aleph. So why should you chayim there? So the question is only machak os gedola, yeshum koma lichtav shtayim. So it has to be like the same os you erase. It's a whole discussion how to work it out. But either way, this is the halacha. It's a special koma of mochek over kosev. Kosev is only chayim when you write two letters. Mochek, if you're mochek, os achas gedola, you're chayiv, even though it's only one letter. So the question is, why is this so? So this halacha makes more sense if you learn this halacha al-ksiv. That's the ira I read you a minute ago. Since the whole point of mochik is hachana al-ksiv, and here you have hachana to write two small letters, so l'meila, you're chai. But if you hold that the iser of mochik is really an iser of destroying letters, so you destroyed one letter. The shir is two letters. So why are you chai? If you only destroyed one, you didn't destroy two. Why are you chai? So Tosfos Rosh writes a very interesting thing. Tosfos Rosh there in the Gemara, the Masechta Mochak, he has an interesting kashi. He says, look, in the Mishkan, they wrote letters on the crushing, right? So if they made a mistake, they would erase it. How many letters would they erase? So you know, every keresh, so I'm not sure exactly how it works, but let's say it's Aleph, Beis, Gimel. So you write an Aleph, and then instead of writing a Beis, you wrote a Gimel. So you erased it. So you erased one letter. So ask the Rosh, why is the shir of Mechika two osios? The shir should be one os, because usually when you make a mistake, it's possible that he made a mistake and he wrote two letters of a mistake. But usually it's supposed to be Aleph Beis, and you wrote Aleph Gimel. So the mechika is one letter, so the shir should be one letter. Says the Rosh, Yesh Lomar, Kevin the mochik l'machayiv el amanas liftov, in l'hachmir bo tzbeimi kosev. Since there's a connection between mochik and kosev, it's amanas liftov, so you have to learn the shir from kosev. Hilkos l'machayiv el amkin yesh l'machom l'lichtov shtayim. We learn the shir of shtayim from kosev to mochik. M'yuchayiv mochik os achas ki l'fa'amim l'hayu kosev toz, ki l'fa'amim l'hayu kosev ki'im al-kereshech. So the Rosh is saying here that really, fundamentally, you should be chayiv all in one. Because in the Mishkan, they talk about race one most of the time. But since there's a connection between Kosei and Mochik, we learn to share one for the other. So it's interesting. I think this Rosh can get out of the Kasha. Meaning, if you hold, the Kasha was like this. If you hold the Nachal Ksiv, it makes sense. Why Dolchat Mochik Oks Akas Kedola? Vishu Mekoma Lichtov Shtayim, why is it chayiv? Because it's all Chanuk Ksiva. It holds a bit of Harikas Osio, so you destroyed one, you didn't destroy two. So the answer is no. The reason you're chayiv is because in the Mishkan and Taka, they sometimes destroyed one. So even though we were not going to chayiv you on one, just one, but we'll chayiv you on one, Vishu Mekoma Lichtov Shtayim. So it's something like I'm in between, understand. Another enough to discuss in the Achronim is, let's say you burn a piece of paper. Burn a sheet of paper. On the sheet of paper, there are letters. You destroy the letters. I'm supposed to talk about this in the context of smoking on Yantif. Right? We hold such a smoke on weekdays, certainly such a smoke on Yantif. But they're assuming it's mutter. And the question is, if you smoke and it has like the name of the company on the side of the cigarette, so that's all mochik. So our Sameach says, no, it's Pashin, it's not, it's mutter. It's Pashin, it's mutter. We did mochik. Because there's no malchus ksiva, meaning he doesn't say this. It's just pashas mutter. Another rachonim are bothered by it. And the Mishnah Berura and Shinem Memalot seems like he's worried about ripping, maybe even burning papers with letters. So the chorus is telling the chakira. If it's vidin harisas osios, so look, you destroyed the osios, you burnt it, you ripped it, you're chai. But if it's a din, if mochi is a din in preparing a malchus ksiva. So there's nothing you haven't prepared. You burnt the paper. You ripped the paper. There's nothing makom that's muchat fuksiva. So the chayyim should be pater in such a case. Yeah, I think. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't talk about tracing. He talks about ripping. So I think misfarah makes sense. I mean, the same thing. If you rip letters, we're always machmir. We don't want to rip, the packages when you open up the thing. So the question is, if mochik is really about preparing makom fuksiva. So it's not so mustaber that it should be iser because you're not preparing anything. If it's about destroying letters, you can't even destroy letters. Lalacha, we're trying to mark this, but it's an interesting discussion. Another question. Let's say you have a piece of paper and you take some ink and you pour it on the letters. You're not erasing letters, you're just pouring ink on it. Are you chayev on mochik if you pour ink on letters? So again, it's telling the chakira. If mochik is about destroying ksav, so you destroy the ksav. Right, especially if you can't write on it anymore, right? You destroy the ksav, you can't read it. But if mochik is din of hachana for ksiva, so in this case, l'chora, you should be potter, because you weren't making the mochik for ksiva, especially if it's like black ink and you can't write on it, so you might say a second ago, it's black ink, you can't write on it, so the meila, you should be potter. So again, if mochik is din in harisus ksav, so shvichas dio should be chai, if you destroy the letter. But if mochik is din in hachana for ksiva, so you should be potter because you haven't been making the makom for ksiva at all. Interesting discussion in the Sfas Emes. Very mechudosh idea. Sfas Emes Ayin Hei Beis from Raskel Tanur Abanan. He raises the following topic. He says, Shir v'chikas shteyotios. So let's say you have one letter next to a blank space, and you erase that letter. So are you chayiv? So Pashas is, of course you're positive because you erase one letter. But he has a suffix. So what's the suffix based on? So if the Isser of Mechika is destroying letters, so there's no room for a suffix. You destroyed one letter, Ein Al Mal Zaber, so you should be positive. But the Sfas Emes is a suffix because he's assuming that the Isser of Mechika is a Chana for Ksav. He says, since you destroyed one letter, and there's a Makom next to it that's also blank, so now you've essentially been making the Makom for Ksiva Sheotios. So even though the other Makom letter was, the other area was blank from Milchatchila, he still has a suffix to say that maybe you're Chayim. So again, just because you assume that, again, if you assume that it's within Haris Sheotios, there's nothing to talk about. You only destroyed one. It's not a Shir. If you hold this Midin Hachan L'Ksiva, there's already a Havim here. It's still a big Chiddush because you just did one letter. You just were making it in one area. And there's the area for the second letter you didn't really affect at all. It was there in the Chathchila. But at least there's, you can understand the topic of the Sfas Emes if you take this understanding that Mechika is the Yisr of Hachan L'Ksiva. Another discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalam Beis. The Gemara has a question by Kosef. Right? You're missing one letter in your Sefer Torah, you write it, so the Gemara says you're chayev al kosev. The Gemara doesn't discuss the din of mochek. Let's say you have an extra letter in your Sefer Torah. It says le'enei kol Yisrael, and then there's an aleph after it. So pasul is the Sefer Torah. It's pasul, l'chara, because there's an extra letter. You want to erase the letter to makshu the Sefer Torah. So the Yerushalmi might be talking about this. The Yerushalmi in Zayin Bey says, Yeshu kosev nekuda achas. You're writing one letter, not one letter, one dot, and you're chayav mishum kosev mishum mochik. Heyach, avida, what's the case? Hayah dalet v'asau reish. You have a dalet and you turn into a reish. Or reish v'asau dalet, chayav mishum kosev mishum mochik. So what does that mean? You have a dalet and you really need a reish. So all you do is you erase the edge of the dalet, the extra part that's sticking out of the dalet. Or vice versa, you have a resh and you need a dalet, you make an extra dot at the end of the resh, you make a dalet, so chayav mishum kosev mishum mochik. So the Kovin Eder there explains that this is the case where there's one letter missing in the Sefer Torah. You have a resh, it says Hashem Echad, Acher, and it has to be Hashem Echad. So you add on a little dot at the end of the resh, at the beginning of the resh, and you make it turn into Hashem Echad. So, and that dot is going to chayav you mishum mochik. Meaning, if you're mochik, in the case of mochik, let's say, you're mochik, you have a case of a dalet, it's supposed to be a resh. It's a different example. So it's whatever the case is. So it's dalet, supposed to be a resh. So you erase the edge of the dalet and you turn it into a resh, right? So that's the case you have a mochik. So says the Kamen Eda, this is the case of mochik osachas, the Hishlam is a Sefer Yichai. So with the Babli speaks for kosev, the Yishalmi also has a mochik. Fine. So what's the What's the talion? So if mochik is iser of achana for ksiva, so you can't be chayav such a case. You weren't mechay in a mochik for ksiva. But if mochik is about destroying osios, so you could say, look, you destroyed os. You had a dalet and you destroyed it. You turned it into a resh. You're missing a shear. Okay, but see, just like by kosev osachas. Hishlam is safer, there's certain chashivas for Hishlam is safer, and that's how it compensates for the shir, however that works. So too, by mochek osachas, Hishlam is safer, it compensates. Meaning, I think the idea is that if it's in hachana makam ksiva, there's nothing to talk about here, because you weren't making a makam for ksiva. I mean, I'm not sure what I'm saying now, I'm not sure how mochek it is, because you could say that you were making it for the ksiva, you did the ksiva right now, you had a dalet, you made it today, so you were kosev right now. Right. Right. Iksav of Iksav, yeah.
Or Deo,
so you're chayav in that.
You're chayav,
and right. So maybe here too, maybe it's all, maybe it's not good enough for you. I'm not sure. This idea? Yeah, I'm not sure. Another nafkamina, we'll talk about Ksav and Ksav in a second, but another nafkamina, which I think is more mukhak, is an interesting case. This Yerushalmi is understood very radically by the Meiri. The Meiri learns based on this Yerushalmi, Kuftal and Obeyes in Shabbos, he writes, Pirshu Babi Yerushalmi, Shehu benidon kishtayim, mipnei shemochak achas, v'kosav achas, v'mechikam mitzarefet suksila. The Meiri assumes the halacha that kosev and mochek mitzarefet. That the shiurim, again, you need a shiur of two osios, so either you write two letters, or you erase two letters. What happens if you write one letter, and you erase another letter? So Pashas, I talk about the two separate avos. I mean, Mechaz Chinuch in general has a big arichos about siruf between melachos. It's a global question how to look at the different melachos of lam and tes melachos. Are they somehow, is there a common denominator between the two? Let's say you're mevashal chatzik ogeres, and you're token chatzik ogeres. Can you speak about some type of connection? The Mechaz Chinuch talks about it. It's a big chiddush. The Meiri says, Behidah Mishnah Yerushalmi is that if you're kosev of zachas and mochek of zachas, so you're chayim. Based on Yerushalmi. That's how he understands Yerushalmi. Again, it's a chiddush because it's not the Pashas in Yerushalmi. The Pashas in Yerushalmi is that you're chayim, mishum kosev, and mishum mochek. Right? You erase the letter and you wrote a letter. Not that you're chayim once for kosev mochek. But either way, this is the chiddush of Yerushalmi. So, I think that it's telling this chakira. The possibility of tzirov is telling the chakira that if mochek is about destroying letters, so lechara it's hard to misarif destroying letters and writing. How can you misarif if the isra mechika is destroying? So you can't see they're opposite melachos. How can you destroy one and write another? It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe you're chayav for which one?
He doesn't say whether you're chayav for kosev or mochek. It sounds like it's a new melacha called kosev mochek. The Pashas in Yerushalmi say it's two separate chiyuvim. You have two chatos. One mishum mochek and one mishum kosev. You erase to enter the dalet and you made a resh. So you erase the dalet, you made a resh. I have twice. The Meiri says you have one tzirut. It's very good chiddush. But what's the talion? So if the Meiri understood that mechicha was about harisus ksav, it doesn't make any sense to say that you chayev in the status. Because one melacha is destroying, one melacha is writing. They're mamish opposite melachas. Whereas if the isra of mochek is hachana for ksiva. So the melacha mochek is hachana for ksiva. So I'm mochek and kosev at the same time. I get rid of the edge of the dalet, and I make a rish. So then I can hear a little more that it's somehow a tzira between mochek and kosev. Because it's hachana for ksiva. Again, it's not mochek, but I think it's fascinating. Shita, the Meiri, fascinating way in Sefer Yerushalmi. And Mispara, there's rumorly to talk about the shita of tzirufi, mochek and kosev, if the melachos aren't opposites, but rather they're one leads into another. Mochek is a chana for ksiva, so it's at least possible to think in this direction, but admittedly, it's a very, very big chiddush to read the Yerushalmi that way. And you mentioned ksav and ksav, so this issue is also an afkamina. Namely, diol gabi diol is pater, right? Right, maybe diol gabi sikur is chai, but diol gabi diol is pater. So, why are you chayiv and mochek? Right, if you do diol gabi sikur is chayiv and mochek and a kosher, right? So we do diol gabi diol, why are you chayiv and mochek? So if mechika is about hachana for ksiva, so it makes a lot of sense. Since it's not kosev, you're not making anything for ksiva. So mela, it's pasha that you shouldn't be chayiv on mochik in such a case. You're not chayiv on kosev, and therefore it's not chayiv on mochik because the ksav is already there. It's not hachana for ksiva. But if mochik is about destroying ksav, so you're doing diol de avidion. So why don't we look at that as harisus ksav tachnon? So you could say it's just not almanach lichtov, because you already have ksiva, so for your pater. Or you could say, I think Ruchayim said that it's a din, we don't look at it as destroying the bottom letters, but we look at them as thickening the bottom letters. Ruchayim has a piece on this in his Sefer on Gittin, page 91, he talks about this whole discussion, his famous voice in Brisk. If you had a ksav, they wrote a get, lishma, and then they were heavier al kol mashal lishma. And then the question was, can you remaver Chumas Allah Lishma again? So Sir Chazal said, it's fine. You wrote it Lishma the first time. Then you wrote over it Shalishma. So then write it over again, Lishma, you're Kashmir Manashah. If Ksav El Yon is not Ksav, if Ksav Tachton remains Ksav, so it was originally Kashmir. So if Elyon is Tzav, so you have the bottom level and the third level are Kasher, so it's Kasher and Rav Shach. And Rav Chaim wanted to say no, just because Tzav, Tzav Elyon isn't Tzav, but it doesn't mean it can't destroy the Tzav Tachan. Tzav Elyon is not Tzav, but it still destroys the Tzav Tachan, so it's possible to get. So telling this issue, again, what I'm trying to point out is that if it's Midin, Hachana Fuxiva, so there's nothing to talk about here, Lachara, the old Gabi Diyotzi. But if it's Midin, Harisis Tzav, then you have to start handling, you destroyed the bottom letters, didn't you? And then you have to explain, maybe you've taken the bottom letters, maybe it's not Amanas Lichtov, etc. So because what we saw here was a basic question that comes to Mochek, is Mochek an Isser of destroying letters, or is Mochek an Isser of preparing a Mochek for Ksiva? We saw in Manas Taminas, how you send the Dinah Amanas Lichtov, Mechikas Tio, Mechikas Tishush, Mechikas Os Gdola, Shrefas Osios, if you pour Inkan Osios, if it's about seven, if you destroy a letter next to blank space, Hashem may not be so Meduyak, but the din of Tziruf, Nedek Shiv Lemiri, Tziruf, and Ksav, Agavik Ksav.